Have you guys been watching Westworld?
No.
This show sucks a dick. It's a bad fucking show.
I saw the first three episodes, and I'm probably going to watch all of it. It's one of those bad shows where I'm going to watch all of them.
Yeah,
I feel like I should fucking watch it. It's now fucking retarded. Have an opinion.
It's retarded. I fell asleep during the last one. I woke up, and then like the Satan there.
There's Satan now?
Yeah.
I don't see him.
Yeah, the old guy put Satan in the game.
Ooh, very scary. Yo, there's a lot of... Should we do a spooky Halloween episode?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, this one's going up tonight.
Oh, okay.
We should, the bonus one should be a spooky Halloween episode.
Yeah. Let's tell ghost stories.
Will we tell a scary story?
Adam, what's your favorite ghost story?
My favorite ghost story?
Okay, so there was a man.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And this man, you know, he'd been living in this town his whole life, and it was a pretty quiet town, you know, mm-hmm. not a lot of trouble, you know, not that there wasn't crime, it was like any other town, I guess,
sure.
but
mm-hmm.
small things here or there. Like any good citizen, he decided to join his local neighborhood watch.
Jesus fucking Christ. Come on, man.
And they said, no, George.
Come on, dude.
Trayvon's been dead for 40 years.
Oh. I know another one. I know another one.
Fuck.
So there's this woman. She's a day trader in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
It's 1980s. She's making a lot of money. A lot of cocaine those days. Wall Street. Money never sleeps.
Yeah.
Actually, that was the sequel. Just regular Wall Street. Okay? She's a successful woman. She knows what she wants. She thinks she could have it all. But she doesn't have a lot of time in the day. One of her greatest joys is jogging. But she has to do it in the middle of the night.
Through Central Park. A couple of spooky characters.
We had five spooky, dark, and
God
spooky
damn it, dude.
Boys. Boys, they were. They raped her in the park.
Jesus.
Well, I'm not doing this game. I got another scary story. Yeah.
One time I was walking down the street. Yeah, this fucking dude came out of nowhere, so I had to call the police, and well, now he's dead. There was once an old neighborhood, and you know, a long time ago, it actually used to be pretty nice, but you know, time goes on, things change, and there was a specter, they say, a spirit,
mm-hmm.
that had discount cigarettes.
He would scare
everyone by selling those tax-free cigarettes out of his backpack.
Until one day, some heroes were alerted.
Yeah. And they found his weakness, asthma.
Jesus.
All right, here's a scary story.
Okay. I don't know about this game anymore, guys. Three's pretty good.
There's a boy. who wanted more than anything
a toy
to be in Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight. But no, not as the Dark Knight. But as Heath Ledger's Joker.
They say if you go into that theater late at night, you can still hear him saying, "You want to know how I got these scars?"
Oh, man.
You want to know how I got these scars? My dad's dick was this big. I just love the idea of the dad popping that kid's face open with his dick.
It was really hard. Like, that's a huge dick.
That's what happened to the Joker's face.
I was thinking he had a really sharp dick. His dad
stretched the kid's dick out. Do you know what the Chelsea smile is?
Yeah.